We're kicking off December at Gillette Stadium, and the Pats are fired up. Enjoy the sweet life with Romeo and Ashley. And coming up on the show...
Growing up, I was one of those guys who was into magic.
Learn what this cornerback has up his sleeve in Pats Chat.
No, not Harry Potter.
Plus, Chris Hogan, the actor, he tells us the show he wishes he could have been on in Tilted.
I thought it was great TV.
And
you always wonder, like, how do guys know where to go?
Discover the route tree with Gerard Mayo in Totally Playbook.
Hey, guys, it's time for Totally Patriots.
Yeah!
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
Oh man, Ashley, how did you get us back here in this suite? It's huge.
I tried to tell you, Romeo. I know somebody who knows somebody who then in turn knows another person who knows another person. I know people.
So I got it.
It's a big circle.
Whatever works. As long as we're in here.
Exactly.
It's great to be back. Looking forward to the game here. Look at this view for tomorrow's game.
Sweet life.
Let's live it up. Put our feet up and just relax and chill.
Should we tell the truth?
You can let them know.
We snuck in here. We're not supposed to be here.
Totally not supposed to be
in
here.
Hurry up.
So we're going to make this quick. Let's get to know cornerback Justin Coleman in this week's Audible.
Hey, I'm Justin Coleman. I'm a cornerback for the New England Patriots. And growing up, I like to watch magic. I try to do magic with cards, but I'm not that good, so. I am from Brunswick, Georgia, and I have 7 brothers, 3 sisters, so I have a big family. I grew up with my grandmother. Some of my grandmother's rules are strict. When you walked in the house, you had to be quiet.
What's grandma's best meal?
Oh, well, just because spaghetti is my favorite food, her best meal is spaghetti. I am hoping my grandmother's recipe is original.
Just talk about playing for the Vols.
It's an amazing playing for the Vols. One of the biggest stadiums in the country. I know the stadium holds 102,455 people. So my first game in the stadium was amazing. Only thing I could do is look up in the stands and look around and be wild about how many people was there. And, you know, they're the biggest support system. So, you know, everything good going, they have your back. And when everything bad going, they have your back. Oh, I look great at orange.
All right, guys, officially feeling a little jealous. I'm with some guys from Scituate High, and I gotta say, Scituate's a nice town. Thank your parents, okay? Yes. All right, guys, help me welcome Justin Coleman, everybody. There it is. All right, we have our first question here. Tom's up.
Let's go.
Can you dunk?
What size goal? I can dunk. I probably lost my ups, is what they would call it. I lost that a while back, but I think I can still dunk.
So I got a little bit of bunnies?
Can you dunk? Yeah, I got some bunnies.
Only a few days of the week.
Only on the weekends, Tom. Saturdays are for the boys.
Guys, next question. Okay.
Let's go.
I'm curious what your pregame meal is and how you prepare for a game.
My pregame meal. Spaghetti, hot sauce, steak, and broccoli. Not too much. You want to just eat the right amount so your stomach could feel good during the game.
Do we separate or are we like a mixer? Like, do you put the spaghetti on the steak?
Oh, no.
No, nothing to... Oh, he's like, oh, Ashley.
You have to separate it.
Yeah, I was going to
say. Just so you can know what you're eating.
Has football always been a thing that you've liked, or as a kid, were there different things that you're interested in?
See, that's a good question. Well, growing up, I was... one of those guys who was into magic. So I tried to
I don't know why we all laugh after he says that. I was like, are you Harry Potter?
No, not Harry Potter.
Where is the hardest place to play?
I'll have to say probably MetLife Stadium with the Jets. So difficult. I mean, I feel like everybody hates you. Everybody's against you. But the good thing is when you win, it's quiet. The only people you hear is your fans and your teammates. So
when you win, it silences the haters. You guys know that. Here we go, guys. Give it up for Justin Coleman one more time.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, find out what New Jersey delicacy Chris Hogan can't live without on Tilted.
I'll put it on everything, or I'll eat it with everything, because it's amazing.
And later in the show...
Anybody else want to get in that line, guys? Don't make them feel bad. Get out there.
Feel the rhythm of the conga line in Totally Challenged.
Wow, guys.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Rams running back Todd Gurley to Patriots offensive lineman Ted Karras? Gurley was in a Carl's Jr. commercial with actor Jay Moore, who is married to actress Nikki Cox. Cox was in the TV show Las Vegas with James Caan, who was also in Silent Movie with Mel Brooks. Brooks directed Blazing Saddles with Alex Karras, who is the uncle of Patriots offensive lineman Ted Karras. And that's your 6 Degrees.
All right, guys, this week the Patriots are taking on the L.A. Rams. Now, don't get confused. Yes, they were in St. Louis, but they packed their bags and went back to L.A. That's where they were originally. So here's what we got. Listen to this fun fact. The last time the L.A. Rams came to Foxborough, Chris Hogan, you know him, he was a baby. Let's find out some more about Chris. It is time for Tilted.
What I like to do for fun is I like to take my two Great Danes for long walks, hang out with my fiance, and I occasionally like to challenge my fiance in a game of Mario Kart on N64. Ooh, my celebrity crush. That's a good one. I mean, there's a lot of good options here. Maybe I've had a celebrity crush on maybe Kate Upton. when I was younger, I mean, I guess it's not embarrassing. I mean, everyone had a blankie or a stuffed animal, so I had a Bugs Bunny when I was growing up. I was a Bugs Bunny fan when I was real little. Everything to order at a Jersey diner is chicken fingers with fries. And if that's not what I'm ordering, it's going to be French toast with a side of Taylor ham. And most of you guys don't know what Taylor ham is because that's a Jersey thing. I mean, you put it on anything. I'll put it on everything, or I'll eat it with everything because it's amazing. If you're ever in Jersey, that's what you gotta do. Order a Taylor ham egg and cheese sandwich on an everything bagel with salt, pepper, ketchup. I wouldn't steer you wrong. I love the Jersey Shore. I love that show. I mean, I'm from Jersey, and say what you want, but it was a great show. I mean, I thought it was great TV. I mean, if I could have been on the Jersey Shore, I think I would have, you know, tried to been on it. I have been caught dancing by myself numerous times. I'll sing, I'll dance, you know, you name it. You know, I tend to break out and dance every now and then. I'm not that good at it, but I'm in my house, so no one else is really gonna see me.
Last week's game versus the Jets was a nail-biter. You knew the Patriots were going to win, though. You knew they were going to pull it out, especially towards the end of that game when they had all that momentum going. Although, if I'm being realistic here, I only kind of barely know what momentum is. I know it's got a little something to do with science. Good thing for us, Professor Fritz is here. He'll break it all down for us right now in how they do that. Professor Fritz.
Hello, students. Hey, I'm on a roll, so let's keep going. Today we're talking about momentum. Now, you've probably heard of it, because sports journalists love to talk about it. When they say momentum, they mean to keep moving forward, usually in a positive direction. When we talk about momentum, we're talking about mass in motion. Momentum is made up of two parts, mass and velocity. An object's momentum is equal to the mass of the object times how fast it's going, its velocity. Let's use these balls as an example. If I roll them together, the golf ball, which has more mass, has more momentum. Now, if I only roll the ping pong ball has more momentum. While the golf ball has more mass, its velocity is 0 meters per second because it's at rest. Let's look at it in terms of football. Gronk is a big dude, a virtual Gronkosaurus. Opponents complain about finding ways to stop it. That's because when he gets the ball, his momentum is large. Think about it. He weighs 265 pounds, which is 120.3 kilograms. Multiply that times his velocity, in this case, 2 yards per second, and you get 240.6 kilogram yards per second. That's his momentum. That's mass in motion. For comparison, the average weight of the league's top tight end is 251 pounds. That's a 14-pound difference. That's a lot of momentum. The important thing to remember is that momentum is mass in motion. If an object has zero velocity, whether at rest or moving at a constant speed, the momentum is zero. The greater the velocity of mass, the more momentum an object has. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Still to come on Totally Patriots, to the left or the right? Figure out where your favorite receivers are going in Totally Playbook.
All of the odd number routes are outbreaking routes. The even number routes are in-breaking routes.
And
yeah, you definitely have to try this
does.
With me.
Yeah.
Find out what's on Justin Coleman's plate in Totally Challenge. Spoiler alert, it's not spaghetti.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey there. You know a fun way to stay totally fit is by a dance contest. You can make one up on your own, or you can find one online, learn it and practice it, and then get your friends to do it too. Here, I'll start the challenge.
Well, it's great having the Patriots here at home, get to watch those amazing plays out on the field up close and personal. And as much as I love seeing them win championships, gotta be honest with you, I love seeing them tackle our show even more. You ready, Justin Coleman? It's your turn in this week's Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
All right, Situate, it is time for my favorite part of this show, Truth or Challenge. I guess we're going to have to see how tough people are from Georgia. Here we go, Justin. Good luck.
All right. Truth or challenge? I'm going to go with truth this time.
Loser.
All right. If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
You can't say spaghetti.
Ooh. apple pie.
Apple pie? You don't get the ice cream. Is that all right?
I don't need ice cream.
Okay.
I just need apple pie.
Loves apple pie.
Yeah.
All right.
Love the crust.
Truth or challenge?
Challenge.
Oh, throw that flag. Challenge.
All right.
Here we go.
Start a conga line.
Wow. Here's the he has the little shaker, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go. He needs you. There we go. Anybody else want to get in that line, guys? Yeah, don't make him feel bad. Get up there. You want to get in that thing, yeah. Everybody. Wow. What a day.
Look. You ready?
Ooh, ah, ooh,
ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Wow, guys, I've never been more impressed. Round of applause for Scituate High. Good job, guys. Round of applause. I'm super impressed.
Yeah.
I love this. Skills from Scituate High. Good job, guys. That
Maybe
was a
y'all
team
can teach
effort.
Me something.
Yeah. All right, last one.
All right, truth or challenge?
Challenge. We're going to challenge that. All right. Please, no.
All right.
No food.
Oh. Oh.
Eat a larva.
Oh. Oh, it's dried up. Oh, you better stay up there because you're about to eat a larva.
All right. Yeah, you definitely have to try this with me.
Yeah. Right.
It could taste like spaghetti.
Maybe.
You never do know.
You go first.
Oh. Right. Oh. Let us know.
Doesn't taste like anything.
Oh. I tried two for you.
Oh.
Wait. A little aftertaste.
Two larvas. Spaghetti?
It's actually good.
All right, one more thing before we go. This guy was a Tennessee volunteer, if you didn't know. And I told him earlier he was going to have to teach you guys a little volunteer's cheer. You ready, Justin? Give him a little something. All right. Everybody's getting involved, by the way, so up off your feet. Let's go. Give him a little something.
All right, you can mumble with me if you don't know the certain part, just like I don't. All right, you're going to start off clap. Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no rocket on rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a girl on rocky top.
All right, guys, one more time for Justin Coleman, everybody. Thank you.
Man, just have a look at this view of the field out there. Perfect way to see all the formation and movement going on out there. Also, the wide receivers and their running routes. What exactly does that mean? Gerard Mayo's here going to break it all down for us in this week's Totally Playbook.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again. Today, we're going to go on the offensive side of the ball, and we're going to talk about the route tree. What is the route tree? You always wonder, like, how do guys know where to go? How did that guy know to run an in cut there or an out cut there? But most of you guys who are watching the show are probably in high school, and you're pretty familiar with the route tree because when you put in an offense, you have to be able to tell everyone where to go in a short period of time. You can't be in the huddle and be like, hey, you go left, you go right. This isn't sandlot football. We used to do that back in the day. So what did coaches do? They came up with the route tree. And here's the route tree right here. So the route tree is where you put numbers with routes. So the one route would be a flat route. The two would be a slant. The three would be a comeback. The four would be a curl. The five is an out route. The six is a dig. The seven is a corner. The eight is a post route. And the nine is a go. But if you're telling guys to run routes, you could say, we want to run 156 Sluggo or something like that. So you say, hey, what's 156? So you know the one route, the first receiver is going to run a flat. The next receiver next to him is going to run a five, which is what? An out route, which they probably wouldn't do. And the next receiver, no matter where he is, would run a six as a dig route. Now, if you're smart, you probably already picked this up. All of the odd number routes are out-breaking routes. The even number routes are in-breaking routes. So even if you don't know exactly what number correlates with what route, you know that, hey, if I said a five route, you know you're breaking out at some point, so you're not running into your guy.
Bose, players, song of the week.
Brandon King, my song of the week is Ooh by M.A. And I like this song because the beat's cool.
Well, Ashley, after last Sunday's win, we are in first place, one step closer to division champs.
And you know how I like it. Number one is the only spot I want to be in. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that Tom has to do no blocking on Sunday.
Did you guys see that Facebook video?
He posted it of himself. So when a guy can make fun of himself and then go home and wear a pair of Uggs, special place in my heart.
Anything else on your checklist? That's it.
Well, I'm just trying to get Giselle out and get myself in.
Giselle out, Ashley in. We're about to be out. Go Pats. Big game here. Rams, we got this. In the meantime, we're going to leave you some top plays from our win last weekend against the Jets.
We'll see you guys next week.
He's thrown toward Mitchell. Has the catch. What a throw. What a throw. It's the rookie beating the $40 million corner, Darrelle Revis.
Rookie's starting to come on, boy, and I like it.
What a recovery by TB12. He bobbles the ball, drops it, picks it up, and throws to the back of the end zone for the diving, juggling catch by Malcolm Mitchell.
Chris Long makes his first marquee big time, and I mean big time, spot play.
Pressure by Long. He strips the ball. It's loose. It's scooped up by the Patriots.